Thank you very much, Ian. Here we are at our last batch of news items. Before we get on to the inevitable football reports, albeit brief, are you keen on singer Tom Jones? He has just announced a gig next year at Thetford. Then we have a pub, which is a victim of the weather, a first for electric aircraft, an open Christmas lunch, and lots more. Forest Live, a concert series hosted by Forestry England, has announced that Sir Tom will perform at High Lodge in Thetford Forest on Friday, June the 28th, 2024. The concert will showcase some of his most loved songs from the past 50 years of his career. The 83-year-old is best known for tracks including What's New, Pussycat, It's Not Unusual, and Delilah. He will be joined by special guest Gabrielle, who topped the charts in 1993 with her debut single, Dreams. Forest Live is a concert series that welcomes top musicians to perform in picturesque woodland locations across the country every year. It will also see Sting playing in Thetford on June the 22nd, but the pre-sale for Tom Jones tickets begins Friday, December the 1st.
If Norwich's win at Cardiff was epic, this was a victory that was lacking in spark but may prove to be just as vital. Huang Huizhou's goal in the first half was the Canaries' only recorded shot on target in the contest, securing a much-needed victory. The first time they've recorded back-to-back wins since their purple patch of form in August. But the performance left plenty to be desired. In possession, Norwich was stodgy. They were direct and struggled to progress the ball up the pitch. It looked a side lacking confidence for large parts of the contest. It wasn't the type of win that will silence the doubters, and it displays they still have gears to find in the Championship's next furlong, for it was desperately required to ease the pressure on City's under-fire boss.
Norwich City fans turned on David Wagner again as the Canaries wasted a 2-0 lead to lose 3-2 to Championship rivals Watford at Vicarage Road. Danny Bath opened the scoring for the Norfolk side, heading Gabrielle Sarah's corner behind Ben Hamer in just the third minute of the game. Huang Huizhou then doubled the lead, lobbing Hamer with a rasping shot from 25 yards. Once City transfer target Ismail Cohn got a goal back for the hosts in the 30th minute, before Mileta Rajovic completed the comeback 3 minutes later. Yasser Asprilla scored the winner for Watford in the game's final quarter, leaving Norwich 14th and Wagner's employment seemingly hanging by a thread once more.
Norwich City's head coach, Martin Herdman, felt his side were unfortunate to lose 2-1 to Boldmere St Michael's after a goal scored deep into the second half stoppage time sent the Canaries out of the Women's FA Cup. City reached the third round proper of the national competition last season and could have progressed to that stage again with a win at the Nest on Sunday, but ultimately came up short. While clearly disappointed to have been beaten as a result of Pip Wilson's late strike, Herdman did not believe his side necessarily deserved to lose the cup tie. I think it went to extra time. We'd probably go on and potentially win it. But at the end of the day, they've taken the win and it is what it is. We weren't going to go on and win the FA Cup, but we wanted that dream tie in the next round. So it's tough, and as a group, we're going to have to dig deep.
A pub has been forced to accept and deliver supplies by canoe amid worsening flooding that has seen a rural community cut off. Coldham Hall in Sirlingham was forced to close for 2 days this week as rising tides and floodwater swallowed access roads and lanes to and from other homes and businesses in the area. The pub lies in the Carnser, a low-lying causeway that is prone to flooding, which has seen and been repeated and worsening in recent years. The RSPB intends to return the marshes to wetland, which means that the access road to the pub, Coldham Horse Sailing Club, and nearby residents are now under constant threat of flooding. Even the summer brought floods in August, which have never happened before.
The world's first pleasure flights in fully electric aircraft have taken off from Norwich Airport. Saxon Air made history on Wednesday, becoming the only company in the world to offer the public the chance to fly in a battery-operated plane. Its new electrifying experience days will take passengers up to 12,000 feet into the sky for a flight over the Norfolk landscape, plus an opportunity to fly the plane in the company's flight simulator. Although not the first electric craft to take flight, the two-seater Pipistrel Velis Electro, owned by Bungay-based firm Nebo Air, is the first to be fully certified by the Civil Aviation Authority. With a 57.6 kilowatt electric motor, which allows the high-winged aircraft to cruise at 98 knots, the super lightweight plane gets its power from a 340-volt DC system built around the two liquid-cooled battery packs.
Organisers of one of the city's traditional Christmas Day dinners are expecting to be busier than ever amid the cost of living crisis. Norwich Open Christmas has been offering lonely, homeless or people in need a day of traditional celebration on Christmas Day for more than 30 years and is expecting some 500 people this year. The event is free for anyone but geared towards those in need who would rather spend the day making new friendships, with transport even on offer. The day begins at 11 in the morning, as attendees are welcomed with tea and coffee, with each person offered a traditional Christmas lunch with turkey and all the trimmings. The event even has entertainment throughout the afternoon, including singers. People are offered free winter clothes, such as coats and jumpers, and leave with a goodie bag with several days' worth of food. Bill added, "We are calling on the public to donate clothes to us. With the cost of living being what it is, we expect people to be in great need of warm clothes." This year's event will once again take place in St Andrew's Hall, but the location of the 2024 event is unknown, as the halls is due to be closed for crucial repairs.
Causton-based Broadland Drinks, which helps wine producers find environmentally friendly packaging options, is teaming up with Suffolk-based Frugal Bottles to offer its most sustainable service yet. The packaging firm produces a range of spirit and wine bottles, all made from 94% recycled paper, with an internal pouch made from foil. Under the new deal, the Causton company will become the largest filler of Frugal Bottles, with 100 set to make it to retail. Broadland Drinks CEO Mark Lansley said, "For more than 50 years, we have championed environmental sustainability and we are dedicated to providing cutting-edge, low-carbon solutions to meet the evolving needs of our customers. Integrating Frugal Bottles into our portfolio is a proactive step towards reducing the environmental impact of packaging materials. We are excited about the potential of this partnership to drive positive change across the entire supply chain." Well, we've now arrived at the end of this weekly edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. You will be used to our usual reminder that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. As we have mentioned before, the postal service does seem to be subject to delays, which sadly we cannot control. So please do not feel you have to rush to post it back this edition in a hurry. The other regular reminder, of course, is also that you not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free. Don't forget also that you can listen on a smart speaker, and we are able to provide one if you wish.
Well, we hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of volunteers who have produced it today. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You will know that the office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, don't worry. You will hear our answer phone message, click in, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Now, we have that reminder to you to stay listening as the latest edition of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine follows immediately. And we do hope you enjoy it. And with that, it's goodbye from me, Lorna, and from Mike.